Now we have a development in a story we brought you 3 weeks ago. Our story described a patient with a severe brain injury in a hospital in Tucson. No one knew who he was, including the patient himself. Now the mystery has been solved, as NPR's Ted Robbins reports.
Here was the situation. In late April, a truck flipped on a road in southeastern Arizona. It was overloaded with more than 40 suspected illegal immigrants packed together like sardines. 4 men died, 20 escaped, and 18 were flown to hospitals. One of those patients came to University Medical Center in Tucson. He was near death. The trauma team gave him the code name Adobe, and he went into surgery. After 4 months, the short, stocky, quiet man was still recovering in the hospital without any ID. When the hospital's coordinator for international patient services, Barbara Felix, asked him his name, here's what he answered.
¿Puede dar tu nombre ya?
Cindy, Cindy.
¿Cuál es tu nombre?
Cindy, Cindy. Except that's what the man answered to any question. So they just kept calling him Adobe. Felix sent pictures of the man to news media in the U.S., Mexico, and farther south, including Guatemala.
And we didn't get anybody to respond saying, oh, I know who this is.
The hospital is, of course, a healthcare facility, not an arm of immigration enforcement. But after 4 months, officials there were desperate.
We decided to contact Border Patrol and ask them if they would fingerprint him.
They got a match. The 34-year-old man had been picked up by the Border Patrol in the U.S. before.
His name turned out to be Santos Vasquez Escalante.
The Guatemalan consul from Phoenix tracked down the patient's wife and 5 children in the small town of Chiquimula, Guatemala. The consul went to the patient's bedside.
The consul, when he came to see him, brought pictures of him and also pictures of his family.
The hospital's Barbara Felix says the patient recognized the photos and got excited. So did the staff caring for him.
Everyone here, the nurses, the techs, everyone.
After 4 months of anonymity, Santos Vasquez Escalante was released from the hospital Thursday. The Guatemalan consul put him on a flight home to his family. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.